10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello and welcome to Wild and Dead Podcast. I am Zombie and this is Wild. And this is our podcast about wild characters, news, television, movies, and other interests.
I'm Wild. I play a level 90 hunter on Fizzcrank in the guild Monkey Business. Welcome to episode 2 on Sunday, July 7th at 1:47 in the morning. This week we'll be discussing gaming, Warcraft, other games we play, TV shows I watch, TV shows he watches, and PTR notes. So, Dan, what shows did you watch this week?
What shows did I watch this week? Well, I've actually been watching the Walking Dead TV series.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah, they're doing a recap series of the shows so that you can catch up and get ready for season 4, which is supposed to be in October. So, and I've watched all of season 1 and 2. I've never been able to get to see season 3, and so now I'm getting to see bits and pieces of season 3.
Well, I love that show. That's one of my favorite shows.
Yep. That's been a real interest to me. I thought it was been real interesting. At least the first 2 seasons were real interesting. And then my oldest daughter, Emma, has taken to watching it too with me. So, and then the other things I've been watching is Defiance. Been keeping up on Defiance. And they're about to have their season finale. And I've what was it? And then there was another show I watched, and I'm not forgetting the name of it. I've been trying to keep track of it, but I've kind of gotten out of touch with it a little bit, so I have to backtrack and catch up again. And then I've gone and seen a couple of movies too.
What movies did you go see?
I've seen Beautiful Creatures. We rented that.
What's that about? I've heard good things about that.
Yeah, it's about this girl who is going to turn 16. And out in this Southern Belle location. And when she turns 16, she has supernatural abilities. And when she turns 16, it's when it's determined whether she's going to be working for the light or the dark, the good or the bad side. And it's just basically showing this battle over her. And there's a curse on her family that they fall in love with a mortal man that they will instantly go evil.
I wonder if that's on Netflix.
I don't know. I haven't looked for it on Netflix.
I'll have to look at that. That sounds really good. That's kind of shit I like.
Yeah, and it's got Jeremy Irons in it too, which I like him as an actor. So it was very, very interesting to see him. The way their little society thing works too is that the females, when they turn 16, their true nature comes out, and that's what determines if they're good or evil. And they become one or the other. The men who have these special abilities, there's no point in which their nature forces them to decide if they're going to be good or evil. It's purely by choice. But if they choose to go with their nature, what their true nature is, then they are more powerful than if they go away from it. And Jeremy Irons' character is one that is evil, but has chosen to become good to protect the girl of the story because he wants her to be good because she's like the most powerful one they've seen in a while. And her mom's real evil. Real evil.
Well, I like Jeremy Irons a lot. We had a big discussion at work the other day about who's the best current actor right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I think it's Robert De Niro. And then one of my coworkers, who was the guy that played James Bond? He only played one movie.
Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, he thinks he's the best actor ever.
Oh.
I'm like, no, he's not even up there. He's like,
decent. He's good as I think he was an excellent James Bond, and I think he was good in the roles and a lot of roles that he's taken. But no, I don't think he's, you know, the best guy out there. De Niro is good, but I don't know. He doesn't. He's to me. He's too many. Too often typecast in a particular way.
Yeah, but he can do drama, comedy.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's so diverse.
Yeah. You ever watched a movie called Stardust?
I think I have, but I don't really remember.
Yeah, De Niro plays in it as a sky pirate. Pirate flies a ship in the sky, and they capture lightning. But he's gay.
No, I don't guess I've ever seen that.
Yes, and there's a scene in there where he's dressed in dresses and dancing around. It's funny as all get out.
I know that'll probably be him.
He's been trying to through the whole movie. As you see him, he acts very manly and very pirate-like to his crew and everything like that. And then once he's got the doors closed and stuff, he goes all gay in words and actions and how he dresses people up and the whole nine yards.
And that's called Sky Pirates?
No, it's called Stardust.
Oh, Stardust.
Mm-hmm. It's a comedy all through it all. So.
Yeah, well, I'll have to look that up on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know if that's on Netflix either. I haven't looked for it there. We caught it in the theaters, and then we rented the movie a couple of times, and I think we own it now, so. It's a hilarious show, and his part on it is, if you didn't know anything about before, when he comes out and starts doing the gay thing all of a sudden, it takes you completely by surprise.
Well, I rented a movie on iTunes tonight that it's out in theaters now, but you can rent it on iTunes. It's called Hammer of the Gods. It's about Vikings.
Oh, really?
And I've not seen it yet. I'm going to watch it after we do the podcast.
Oh.
But it looks really good.
I haven't even heard of it, so.
Yeah, I was just going through the... I do the iTunes trailers app on my iPad all the time to see what new movies are coming out.
Yeah.
And I seen the trailer for that, and it said now on iTunes and out in theaters.
Oh, okay.
I thought, well, I'll just rent it on iTunes. And
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch that here in a little bit. Excuse me.
Okay. So has there been any particular shows you've been watching?
I have been catching up on Sinbad.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet.
That's a good show. And it's on. Yeah, it's on the Sci-Fi channel.
Yeah. It's got that Naveen Andrews in it, right?
Yeah, which one's he?
My understanding, he was supposed to be Sinbad, maybe.
Okay, it's also got that guy from Lost in it.
That's Naveen Andrews. Yeah, that's Naveen Andrews.
Yeah.
That's the actor's name.
Okay, well, he's not playing Sinbad. He plays a different guy. They got a young guy playing Sinbad.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it's a pretty good series, but I guess they canceled it.
Oh, Sinbad already?
Yeah, I guess they had one season and they're not going to make any more.
Oh, wow.
Well, I've been watching that, and then I'm watching Copper. Then I'm totally hooked into True Blood and Dexter. You know, keeping up with them every week this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of those are going to be really good. Yeah, do you watch either one of those?
No, I don't, actually.
Oh, you have to watch both of those.
I have to pick and choose what I watch because I've got one girl that gets nightmares if she sees too much scary movie stuff. So,
well, then True Blood and Dexter, those aren't kid shows. You'd have to watch those after they go to bed.
But yeah.
If you've ever seen Dexter at all, he's like a crime scene specialist. But what he does is he figures out who the killer is before the police, and then he kills them. And this season is the last season. And they brought in what do you call them? What are those people that get into people's minds and figure out what they're thinking? And
a profiler?
Yeah, brought in a profiler. And I think she's the serial killer for the season.
Oh.
But she doesn't fit the code that Dexter follows to kill, because she's also killing only killers. and he only kills bad people. So it's going to be really interesting. Yeah, I love that show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So what'd you do in Warcraft this week?
What I did in Warcraft this week? Well, Erlen has finally got a hold of the voice of the Quillen gun from Mafa Iron Quan, which is the second best weapon he can get for him. I still need to get the weapon off of Tortas. And other than that, I've gotten 11 out of the 12 Titan Stones for the Legendary Quest. So I just need to get one next week, which if you kill Lee Shin, you automatically get one. So next week, I just got to go kill Lee Shin and then turn all that stuff in, and he's going to tell me to go kill Lee Shin again.
So how far are you along on the legendary stuff?
I need to turn in these Titan Quest runestones, then go kill Lee Shin again to bring back the heart. And that should get me to the next stage, which is to go, you know, should be getting me the cloak, and then after that is when I go and go do the four Celestials, the 5.4 stuff. So I'm almost at the finish of the 5.3 things.
So what do you think about at the end of it, you're going to get a cloak?
I think that's a letdown. I really do. Hunters have never gotten a legendary weapon. Not anymore. Don't we get a legendary weapon? There is no legendary bow or gun or anything, and we still aren't going to get one.
Well, you know, I was reading about that, and what they were saying is that, you know, if you do a weapon and they have to make stats for the 28 different classes, you know, specs and.
Yep.
So if you do a cloak, it's easier to do. But you know what they could have done is they could have had just a legendary mount. But the only way to get the mount is do that legendary quest.
Well, they've done the legendary mount thing before, and not a lot of people have it. Not a lot of people talk about it, and it doesn't do a whole lot extra stuff. And a lot more people would have been upset if they gotten a legendary mount, because they go through all of this pain and anguish, and they end up with something that isn't going to help them in a fight any further.
But a cloak, so. Really?
Yeah. At least it's something. But yeah, I know it's. I don't know. I understand that they wanted to make it easy on themselves in creating this legendary item, but I don't know. I think it would have been better. Would have been making their everybody happier if they had made the legendary weapons. But they could have made the legendary weapons and such in a manner that they didn't need to make one for every spec. They could have do it just like the cloaks, but just made them the weapons, you know.
You know what makes me not even want to do the legendary stuff, to be honest?
Yeah.
I just don't see the point in it.
Well, you pick up some neat stuff along the way, but, you know, you get the dragon's eye thing, which allows you to put an additional gem on your weapon. And you do get that meta gem that's specific that you can only get off of the quest. That's very useful. I find it very useful. Gives me the capacitance attack thing, which every five attacks, it builds up enough of a charge. Once it gets fifth charge, then it sends out a lightning bolt that does damage. And lightning being nature damage means it avoids armor.
So you get a lot of good stuff on the journey, and then at the end you're like,
yeah,
got a cloak.
Yeah, most of the stuff on the journey is actually better than what you're going to get at the very end.
Well, I guess they say it's about the journey. I guess that's true.
Yep. So you're looking forward to killing good old Garrosh?
I am so not that far. You're way more. I'm not that even that far into the LFR yet.
Oh, yeah.
You're way more advanced than me. I didn't do any LFR this week. Hardly barely played. I've been doing a lot of that Baron stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the gear you get there looks like that 1.5 or the 0.5. The Beastmaster gear.
Yeah, the old tier stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and I've been trying to get that up forever, so I really want that.
Hmm.
And the only other way to get it is with the Dark Moon stuff, so I've been trying to get as much of that as I can.
Yeah, I went there to get what I needed to get the pet that you can get from there, and then I haven't been back since.
I'm hoping that they make those things that turn the gear into actual gear. I'm hoping that's something you can buy in 5.4.
Well, that whole Battlefield Barons area is supposed to go away in 5.4.
Yeah, I know, but I'm hoping that those things you can still get. I don't know.
Oh, the mojos?
Yeah. I don't know. I can dream because I've got all the pieces. I just need mojos. And
yeah.
You can only get those once a week.
Yeah, maybe they will make it. If they do, I hope they make it viable through justice points as opposed to valor. Justice points has got to have a reason to exist.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And the other thing I've done in Warcraft is I got my rogue up to level 88, finally. I've been decided to play her over the weekend since I got the new gun and I got all of the LFRs that I could do done. There was nothing more I can do with air. Oh, yeah, that's the other wonderful thing I finally accomplished with air. The Shadow Pen Assault, which is the group organization that you get to build up rep with in the Throne of Thunder Island.
Right.
I finally maxed out my rep with them, too.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you can only get rep with them by killing the bosses in the LFR and such right. In the right raids.
Right.
So it took a while.
Yeah,
you only get a couple hundred at a, per boss, so getting 21,000 takes a while.
I hear you. Well, I'm thinking about doing a server transfer, but I'm going to wait till 5.4 comes out with that virtual realm thing and see if I have a better guild option with that. And if I don't, then I'm probably going to do a server transfer.
Yeah, they're supposed to link up all of the low props over so that you can go your auction houses, your cities, your guilds and everything are all, it's considered one super mass area and you can join across servers with it.
Yeah, well, I hope it works the way it's supposed to because the economy on my server sucks and the, you know, when I log on to my guild, I'm lucky if there's two people on.
Yeah. Yeah, my guild's been quiet too, so usually when I'm on, I'm the only one up.
Yeah, so anymore. I want to be in a really active guild.
Well, I'd like my guild to be active, but I can't abandon it, so.
Yep. Since well, luckily I'm not a guild master, so.
Yeah. So instead I just make sure that I keep it all stocked and ready to go and keep looking for people to join.
Well, maybe when the virtual servers happen, you can grow it a little better.
Yeah. I'm hoping I would be able to.
What's the name of your guild?
The Darksiders.
The Darksiders, that's right.
Yep. You should be able to look me up on Battle.net and see what I look like.
What y'all's tabard look like?
It's black and gold with a goat's head on it.
Yeah. I like black and gold. That's our town colors for our football team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if I went with my high school colors, it wouldn't look right. Orange and blue.
Yeah. That's not a bad color system, though.
Yep. I thought black and gold looked good. I think the tavern looks nice. Certainly is along in the motif of the Darksiders, so.
So did you play Star Trek this week?
Yes, I did. There is an event going on in Star Trek Online right now called the Ryzen Summer Event. That's what they called it. Basically, you go to the Pleasure Planet's Ryza and go down to the surface and you go do these various different things. They have a dancing party thing going on. So if you dance and you get all the right moves that they call out, through the whole thing, you can build up enough of these favors that you can go buy special stuff that's only going to be available during the summer event. And there's also a jetpacks that you can buy. And if you go through the jetpack courses that they have, and there's like four a day that you can run. If you get through all four of them every day, you build up this, you collect up these pearls and you get enough of these pearls. You get 40 of pearls for completing the four tracks. And so you can get 40 pearls a day. And once you have 1,000 pearls, you turn in the quest and you get a super fast space Corvette. So basically you get this racing ship that you can fly around in space.
Oh, well, that's cool.
So that's what I'm working for on three characters. I'm doing this all. So basically every day I've been logging in. I have the person sitting right in front of the flight coordinator for the jetpack flights, and talk to them, get the quest to go fly the all four routes, jump on my turn on my jetpack, which I'm already wearing, and then just fly the four routes, come back to the coordinator, turn in the quest, get my 40, turn in the 40 to build up the 1,000, and then log out and go to the next character. And I just do all three characters and then just leave them sitting there on Ryza. I don't do anything else with them right now. The event, it's going to take 25 days to get that 1,000 pearls, and the event is only going 35 days, so I really can't, you know, I can only miss 10 days out of the whole event and not, and still make it. So I've been kind of religious about clicking in and doing that particular runs.
So how many characters do you have in that?
I have four right now. I have two Federation characters, one Klingon, and one Romulan.
And each one of those has their own, they're not called guilds, but...
The fleets?
Yeah, fleets.
Three of the four are in fleets. The Romulan is not in a fleet. Mainly because I haven't decided to put him in any particular fleet. The Romulans are a faction that is kind of a weird faction compared to the other two. The Federations, you group up with any other of the Federation groups and you go out as a fleet. Klingons the same way. You join with anything else that's in the Klingon and you go out. Romulans, you don't join up with other Romulans. You either join up with the Federation or you join up with a Klingon fleet and run around and do stuff.
Well, how are the Romulans in the Federation?
The Romulans have had their homeworld blown up. So the original Romulan government is in disarray. And this rebel faction, the Romulan Republic, is what you're a part of. And they're making friends with both the Federation and the Klingons to keep themselves alive from being destroyed by the Romulan Star Empire, or what's left of it. And since they're a new government, they haven't really formed fleets and stuff. So basically, you're supposed to choose a side, whether you wanted to hang out with the Federation or hang out with Klingons. And then everything you do is going to be related to whatever the Federation motives are or whatever the Federation wants to do. Then you're supposed to be joining up and helping them out. And my Romulan guy, at level 10, you're forced to make this choice. You have to make a choice. Either you're going with the Feds or you're going with the Klingons. And my Romulan guy joined with the Feds. So I haven't decided if I want to stick them in one of my Fed fleets or have a whole different Fed fleet to be part of. I still have to make that choice.
So on your fleets, are you like the fleet leader? Or?
In one of my fleets, the Starfleet Defense Task Force, I am a second-in-command kind of person. The other two fleets that I'm part of, Fleet Judge and House of Judge, I am just a member. I hold no special roles.
Was it like Warcraft where if you're in a fleet, you get special stuff like you level faster or better gear or stuff like that?
Leveling faster just because you're part of the fleet.
Right.
You get the leveling faster if you are paying for for the game itself, whether you're doing a monthly pay or if you paid for the year.
Then you know, like in Warcraft, you get the bonus XP for your guild bonus. And
right. Now, in the fleet, you have to build up your fleet bases and stuff. And right. That allows you to get better gear based on what your fleet has built into its fleet base.
Ah.
And you can get better ships, better weapons, better armor, better ship components, better engines, better warp cores for your ships through the fleet.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then they've also created an embassy thing. So through the embassy, you can get better better officers and get Romulan officers and Reman officers and stuff that way. And you open up the Reman race to be used for yourself as a player race. And then they also open up the dilithium mines now that the fleet can expand. And that opens up the ability to mine dilithium better and faster and more efficiently and get you better mining gear and stuff. So, and dilithium is what you use to buy better stuff out of their store. You increase how many ships you can have or how many characters you can have or how many more bridge officers you have or get better bridge officers or a multitude of other things, including gaining experience points faster.
Speaking of spending real money to get stuff in game, did you read on WoW Insider about the report the government had about?
Oh, yeah, I read that about the gold and how they want to do something about taxing the gold.
Yeah, that they want to tax if you get real money for in-game currency. Then they want to make that taxable income.
Right.
That's crazy.
It is, especially since there's no way of tracking that. And on top of that, that is an illegal activity. if they start taxing it, then they would tacitly make it a legal operation and then would override Blizzard's rules about not being able to sell gold for money.
Well, you know, that this is in total reaction to the Bitcoin thing.
The Bitcoin thing.
Yeah, do you know about Bitcoins?
No, I didn't know about that.
Well, I'll put a link in the show notes to the Wikipedia page. But Bitcoins are, it's e-currency, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And the government can't track it. And you basically you're buying internet money that you can spend on websites.
Ah, okay.
And they just shut a big server down in, I think, Japan or China not too long ago. And this is total reaction to that. And it's a real interesting read on the Wikipedia site, but this is a total reaction to that.
So now, I'm wondering why they even worry about it, because it's transaction done electronically. There's not actually anything physically changing hands. And when the people use the money that gets transacted about, they actually go and buy electric power, or buy food or anything else, that's when the government gets their section of it. They get to tax it. Because of the sales tax and services fee and everything else that they tax everything on.
Yeah, well, it's going to, you know, free to play may not be so free to play anymore.
Well, but I was noticing that they were specifically talking about currencies, though. So that report was all about buying and selling of currencies.
Well, see, I don't play Diablo, but I was listening to, excuse me, I was listening to another podcast.
Yeah.
And apparently in Diablo, you can put stuff on the auction house and then buy it for real money. Is that right?
Yes, they have a real money auction house as well as a in-game auction house. So you can either sell stuff for in-game currencies or you can sell stuff on the real money market
Well,
and
see,
spend.
so I guess for the real money market, you'd have to claim all that.
Yeah, the real money market you would have to claim because that's actual real money changing hands, and so that has to be that's going to get tracked. That's tracked by the banks and stuff. And I don't know if it's going to get called. I guess that if you transact a certain amount in a month period, that it has to be considered current income. I wouldn't know what that level would be at specifically. I would figure it'd be at least in the, $500 or more, or maybe $1,000 or more in a month.
Yeah, I didn't read the government report because they're always too long-winded and
Well, it was 23 pages too, and I didn't
yeah.
have time to sit down and read 23 pages. That's going to put me to sleep, I'm sure.
Right. This is just the government overstepping again, in my opinion, but
I read that, and my coworker read that too, and we just couldn't fathom that the government was going to try to do that.
yeah, it's crazy to me that the, like we're not taxed enough already. Now they're going to start taxing our video games. It's crazy.
Well, taxing what we're doing in the video games. They're already taxing the video games, sales taxes and stuff like that.
Right.
But now they're going to tax what we do in the game. But at least the one thing I can say is that article said is like right now the government doesn't have a good answer of how to tax it because they have no way of actually figuring it out how much the things are worth.
Yeah, it's going
So
to be
they have,
interesting.
so currently they have no formula to do it. So currently they can't do it just because they haven't figured out how to do it yet, what to make it valued for. But as soon as they start putting a value on it, then all of those gold mining people who tell you give them X amount of dollars and they'll give you gold, those they're not going to be put out of business. They're just going to start running their prices and start trying to do a price control and raise those prices even further to cover for the taxing.
Yeah, the problem, the one reason they want to shut down that Bitcoin is because a lot of people use that to buy illegal stuff. And, like drugs, and they're afraid terrorists will use it to buy stuff. So I can see that they have a real good point in wanting to be able to track that and tax it, and I just don't see how they're going to do it. But that's what I think this is all about. But like everything, if the government tries to do something, they're going to completely oversweep and it's going to have unintended consequences.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd prefer that they don't even try to tax in-game transactions.
Yeah.
But for like Diablo's real market, I think that they have a right to tax. I mean, because that's actually buying and selling using the money that they print to do this stuff. Shall we talk about what you did in Warcraft this week?
Yeah, I didn't play hardly at all this week. I did a lot of that Baron stuff, trying to get the gear, and I've got all the pieces. I just need some more of those moat things, the mojos. And then I was listening to some podcasts tonight, and I'm thinking about transferring servers. We'll have to see how that goes with the virtual realms. I really haven't been into Warcraft lately, actually.
Oh, you been playing any other different games? Or?
Yeah, I've been playing The Walking Dead, actually. You was talking about that earlier. About the watching the series.
Yeah.
And you ought to download that on Steam. It's really fun. And if you like the series, you'd like the game. Because you play a character and you make different choices.
Oh, yeah.
And you can totally make jacked up choices and and like lead the guy in a total wrong direction. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. They don't have a lot of Mac games. They're coming out with more and more.
Yeah.
I try to play as many Mac games as I can.
Well, that XCOM game that I play, yeah. I see that it's now out for Macs.
And what's it called?
XCOM, it used to be called XCOM UFO Defender. Enemy Unknown is now what it's called. XCOM Enemy Unknown. And it's found on Steam also. Yeah, and when you make the choices of your guys going out and doing the fights and stuff, if they die, they dead. They don't come back.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that a first-person shooter? Or?
No, it's a top-down view. You're running a whole squad of people.
Oh, yeah, I don't like those kind of things.
Oh.
I'm not real good at those. I don't know why, but I can't ever really figure out how to play those.
Hmm.
I'm still waiting on my email for that I got invited into the beta for Elder Scrolls.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I haven't seen it either, so.
Well, they said when I signed up for it, they said that it was, you wouldn't be invited to, like, play the whole game. You might just be invited in to play certain sections.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe they'll pick me for a section. I don't know. But I will definitely be getting that game when it comes out.
Like Elder Scrolls, huh?
No, I just like the fact that they're making it for Mac and Windows at the same time.
Oh.
And, you know, that as far as I know, there's just not that many MMOs that do that.
Yeah.
The fact is, I think this might only be the second one. So anything that comes out for, you know, that looks really good that's for a Mac, I try to get it.
Huh. Okay.
You know, other games that get ported to a Mac later when they start dying. You know, that's just I think that's a throw me a life ring thing.
Yeah.
But when they're thinking about the entire community when they build the game, they need to be supported.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Okay. So, in other words, you haven't been playing many other games either. So you've just been busy, huh?
Yeah, I worked 7 out of the last 8 days. Actually, this is my second day off.
Wow.
And yesterday, I don't know, I didn't mean to, but I slept all night and then I stayed up for about 3 hours. And I went back to sleep at about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was only going to sleep for a couple hours, and I woke up, and it was 6:30.
Wow.
And I looked over at my clock, and I'm like, oh, well, that's unexpected. I was like, well. But I'm wide awake for the podcast, so.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, see, now, me, I've been having a 4-day weekend. Tomorrow I have off, and tomorrow is going to be something I've never done before.
What's that?
I'm going to go to a concert.
You've never been to a concert?
Never.
Are you kidding me?
No.
So what concert? Not. What concert are you going to?
The Owlpocalypse, a tour.
Weird Al Yankovic?
Yep, Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, I like him.
Yep, and me and my wife, we're going to go see Weird Al.
Well, you can't beat Weird Al.
Well, if it's going to be my first one, I might as well make it something interesting.
I can't believe that you've never been to a concert before.
Yeah, I never have. I just it's one of those things I've never done.
I used to go to a lot of concerts when I was a kid. I haven't been in years, but
yeah, well, it's one of those things that I never had the money to go most of the time, and then when I was a kid, I didn't have a driver's license, I didn't have money, I didn't have this, I didn't have that, so ended up not doing it.
So have you been keeping up with the PTR? Because you're the only one of the two of us that do that.
Oh yeah, I have. There's some new things that's come out in the PTR. And just to be fun, I mean, we talked about flexible rating already once before. Where they're going to do the anywhere from 10 to 25 people. And it'll be more difficult than LFR, but not as difficult as normal.
That would be so much better if they'd make it 9 to 24.
Well, even Ro on another podcast would like it to come down to 8. I personally would like to see it come down to 6, so it's more than a dungeon, but, you know, it's not as much as a normal raid.
Right.
But supposedly with a flex raid, you can do it with anybody you know. So anybody you have a real ID or battle tag information on, you can get into it with them.
Yeah, I need to add a whole lot of people to my real ID because I don't know that many. Mm. And, you know, as I said, my guild doesn't do anything. So really, real ID is my only option for doing anything. Mm.
Yeah, flexible raid's also supposed to be released sooner than LFR, so it'll be something you can start doing sooner than LFR, but not as soon as you can normal mode. So
what did the PTR notes say about it?
Pretty much that. It's just a new difficulty, pre-mades from 10 to 25, no minimum item level. Or roles, requirements, just got to have battle tag or real ID friends. Loot is going to be, quality-wise, is going to be better than LFR, but not as good as normal.
Oh, it's going to be better than LFR?
Yes.
Oh.
It'll be another tier of loot is what it's going to end up being.
Oh, so it's going to be better to do that than it will be to do LFR.
If you have 10 friends.
Yeah.
Otherwise, LFR is going to be easier to get into.
Yep. I guess I better start making some friends.
But in Flex Raid, you'll get loot as if you were in LFR. So it's rolls with bonus rolls. And you don't sign it out to anybody like you do in normal or heroic.
Well, that's one thing I like about the LFR is that, you know, it just gives me the gear.
Well, if it gives you gear.
Yeah, if it, when it does.
Yeah, on the rare occasions, it seems like to me. There's going to be a new island called the Timeless Isle, which there's not a whole lot of information on other than it's supposed to be the same as the Battlefield Barrens is. Except on steroids.
Now, see, that sounds real interesting to me. I heard a little bit about that, but I don't really know anything. But that sounds really, really interesting to me.
It's interesting. I want to see. Yeah, the most I've heard about it is it's like there's going to be a quest to take you to the island, the Timeless Isle. And then you turn in the quest once you get to the Timeless Isle. And then after that, there are no quests. It's you have to go explore the island to find the things to go do.
Well, you know, the name of it makes me think that it might be like old, like vanilla stuff. And
you know, my understanding, it's going to be things related to like Ixorog and some more about the Mogu and some more about the Klaxi.
Wow.
Because the Klaxi are going to become part of the battle bosses. Part of the bosses for the new raid.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have to go fight the Klaxi because they joined the Horde because the Horde is using an old god who they worship as a weapon.
Wow.
So apparently the Klaxi go, oh, you are using the old god, and we worship him, so we will worship you now.
Well, I thought Garrosh was going to be the last.
Yeah, he is the last boss, and he is using a part of an old god that is also Shaan-vested, from my understanding. The heart of Yig-Sirog, or whatever his name is. So he's using it as a weapon, and he's not infected by the Shah at all.
Oh, I see. Was there anything in the PTR about hunters?
Yes, there are a lot of things about PTRs and the hunters. I do want to say one other thing that kind of stuck out that isn't about hunters, though, and that's the arena system for PvPers. Mm-hmm. They're doing away with teams. It's now going to queue it up like it's if you were in Rated Battlegrounds with everybody on all servers in our region.
Really?
Yes.
But, I mean, you're still going to have your team, right?
There's not going to be a team that you click on and preform.
Oh.
You will actually be matchmaked against other people who are a similar level of based on the average of the people you're combined with to do these raids, to do these arenas.
Well, if I wanted to do an arena, I would just like click go to arena and it would match me with two other people that were similar to me. And
well, you would have to say if you want to do a two versus two or three versus three or five versus five.
Huh. I've never done arenas because I never could form a team, but that sounds interesting.
Yeah, but now you can form the team across realms. You couldn't do that before. Now, like, if we wanted to, you, me, and one other person could form a 3-versus-3 team and queue up, and our average score would be then used to find another team that has an average score that's close to ours, and then we would be dropped into an arena with them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But there will not be a team score, and we won't have a team name. There won't be anything team-oriented at all anymore.
I see. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's a complete change on arenas. Completely. That also means that the pro players, which all were playing on Ticonderous, will now be faced by everybody. Instead of just the people on Ticonderous.
Well, I wonder what the PvPers are saying about that.
Actually, most of them think it's a good idea because now they can queue up with anybody they want instead of just only the people on their server. Because there's a lot of times where their server area dies or they've gotten into PvPing so much that now they want to go up against the pros. Well, that would mean that they have to server change to go find the pros, which all of them were, pretty much all of them were on Tychondris. So they would have to leave their guilds and leave their area and pay a whole bunch of money to move their guys over to Tychondris to find a new group to then form up a new team and then work their way up again to face up against the pros. Now they don't have to do that. Now they can just say, hey, whatever buddy with whatever buddy, we'll go and see if we can face the pros.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. It also will mean that it'll be faster queue times too, because there'll be more people available.
Right.
Since you're doing against everybody in the same region. Now, obviously, if you want to go face the pros in Europe, you'll have to go make a Europe account and make Europe people. But for North America, you're facing everybody who's a pro in North America.
Well, you know, they've also got that tournament realm for the real hardcore PvPers.
Yeah. Yeah, but now they don't have to do the tournament realms anymore. Now it's just everybody's in the same realm as far as PvP is concerned. But the fun things of what's going on with Hunters, Arcane Shot is going to get its damage and focus cost increased by 50%. So we're going to do more damage at more cost of focus. And that's going to reduce. And since they're not buffing any of our special shots, that means that Arcane Shot is going to outstrip the damage ability of any of our other special shots, like Black Arrow and stuff like that. And for Beastmasters, Kill Command is going to get weakened because of that.
I don't know why they keep messing with Hunters.
Because they don't like the domination factor that Hunters have in PvP. So they're trying to figure out a way to pull away all of the domination factor that they have without pulling away all of the damage that we can do in PvE. And any change they make for PvP is just slitting our throats in PvE.
Yeah.
Explosive trap, it's getting 30% reduction in damage.
Well, it don't do anything now.
Yeah, well, now it's going to do even less. And most of it is from the initial damage. So the first explosion, and then all of the slight explosions that come afterwards, that first big explosion is going to be a little bit smaller.
Well, I'm Hunter's still going to play Wild Wind. He's all I got.
Yeah. Hunter's Mark is going to... this isn't going to affect you, but Hunter's Mark is only going to have a 20-second duration in PvP instead of 30 seconds.
So you still have to cast that in PvP?
No. It still comes off of the... the Arcane Shot and stuff like that. It's just it's only going to stay there for 20 seconds if you lose line of sight on them and stuff.
Oh.
Readiness gets a big, huge nerf. So readiness is only going to affect rapid fire, feign death, deterrence, disengage, and camouflage. It's not going to turn off and not going to activate anything else.
So it's useless.
Pretty much. It's useful for getting rapid fire back up a second time if you've got them. The focus to run it. Feign death, I don't know why you'd want to use readiness to reactivate it. Deterrence, I can see using it. disengage, I can see in using it in PvP realms where, you know, you're going to use those quite a bit.
Yeah, I never use disengage. I don't even have it on my hotbar.
Yet it's one of our first choices that we have to make is how to modify disengage. It's our first tier.
Huh. Yeah, I hate it when they do this.
Yeah.
They took our silencing shot away, right?
Yes. Yeah, silencing shot is no longer a talent and is now strictly an ability for marksmen.
So what do hunters have, if you're not a marksman, to silence a caster?
Confusion?
Yeah.
Binding shot is going to be given to you, so and if you have the glyph for the explosive shot or explosive trap, then if they trigger the explosive trap with the glyph, then you can make them fly, have knockback. Other than that, you have the scatter shot and the ice block, the ice trap. That's really the only thing you have. After that, it's just purely because intimidate was taken away from Beastmasters already and given to marksmen, and they're still retaining that. So there's not, as far as Beastmaster is concerned, there's not really anything that you can do. And as survival, there's not, the only survival gets a bonus in the fact that their Black Arrow and their Explosive Track are no longer on the same cooldown, so they can use the two separately. But Black Arrow isn't going to activate Lock and Load anymore for them, so. And Marksman gets the have silencing shot.
I've never played a Marksman. I've played Survival and Beastmaster.
Ah.
I guess they're trying to make Marksman the PvP spec.
Well, Marksman is our weakest spec out of the three for hunters. So they're trying to give Marksman some reason to exist, I imagine. The only problem is they're giving them all of the utility and not really upping their damage. So the only reason why you bring them along is if you can silence the mobs. The silencing shot doesn't work on bosses.
Yeah. Well, all that'll change in 5.5, I guess.
Well, they're not sure there's going to be a 5.5.
Oh, 5.4 might be it, huh?
Yeah, 5.4 might be the last expansion until the last of this expansion, and 6.0 would be the next one. Or at least they've said that they're not sure there's going to be a 5.5 yet.
So who do you think is going to be the bad guy in the next one?
The bad guy in the next one?
Yeah.
Depends upon the direction they go. Hopefully, I think it's going back out to the Outlands or going to another planet rather than trying to build another continent out of nowhere.
In anything but the Outlands.
Well, if the Outlands is to go back, is to go there to fix it, you know, make it better than what it was, put it back together again so it isn't falling over the edges and stuff, then that gives them another world to add more regions to and build more continents to it on.
Well, I guess. Man, I hated leveling in the Outlands.
Yeah. Yeah. Because of the way they got it set up. But if they change it, then they can make it better. Of course, that means they would have to revamp all the adventures there. And probably get rid of pretty much anything that's BC.
Yeah, I guess they can't go back to the old world because they've ruined it. And so really the only option is to do something in the Outlands or make a whole new continent.
Yeah, or make another, find another portal to another planet and do that there.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah. But that's why I think it's more likely they're going to do something to reconstituting the Outlands area and put it back as a planet so that they can do more. It opens them up to more possibilities, more continents and stuff. But that might also require direct intervention from the Titans, which I'm not sure if they're ready to bring the Titans back.
Yeah, especially since they're rebooting the whole new Titan game.
Yeah. Well, that's not supposed to be about Titans, though. That was supposed to be a time the last I heard was supposed to be a time-traveling game throughout Earth's history.
There's no one to blame.